Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Camp Creep. Hi, I'm Tish.
And I'm Lauren. We are the camp counselors here at Camp Creep Podcast.
Just two ghouls talking about anthology horror.
Starting with Tales from the Crypt. Each week we crack some dad jokes.
And ask the hard questions like, does the Crypt Keeper have a WikiFeed account?
Creep through the Crypt with us every Thursday starting July 1st.
Subscribe today on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
See you soon, campers.
Well, hello, my friends. How have you all been? I hope you've been happier than a kangaroo in shiny trousers. Me and the furry crew got back from the Winchester House a little bit back, and I've just been lounging around Casa CK along with scientist Jamie and her dad. Now that they've gone through all my box sets and completed Netflix, which is impressive, they had to find something else to do. So they built a science lab in the West Wing. I say West Wing. It's more of a garage, really. Kept the lawnmower and... Anyway, they've changed it from the garage to a science lab. And in true Mirth's fashion, it has whirring machines, sparks, and bubbling vials of... I've got no idea, but it's very exciting. They've told me that they're working towards something that will lead to, and I quote, a rather smashing adventure. I can't wait. I will, of course, keep you updated. But speaking of adventures, because I can segue like the best of them, it's time to talk about the next Mirth's trip of spectacularness. The furry crew and I are beyond excited about this one for one reason and one reason only. It's a chance for us to play at being pirates. This is because, my lovely Mirthers, me and the furry crew are going to be investigating the mystery of the Mary Celeste.
Blimey!
You know what time it is? Is it time for pudding? Sadly, no. It is time for getting your learning hats on, though, because we're going to take a historical jaunt as we get up to speed about the history of the Mary Celeste and the theories that surround this case like thoroughly intrigued and nosy flies. Okay. Let's get those learning hats on. Okay, here we go with the running gag. Now, I know my hat is here somewhere, and I'm sure nobody has tampered with it in any way. Ray? Ah, here we go. Let me put it on. Oh, okay. Huh.
Lennox puny mortal into a false sense of security.
Now let me take you back. Way back to 1872. Back to a time when planes weren't a thing, cars were a far-fetched dream, and Barry Manilow was just a child. Only kidding. The Barry has never been a child, for as we know, He was created, not born.
Her name was La.
Okay, folkies. Facts and figures time. Now, the Mary Celeste was a brigantine vessel, weighing in at a very, very healthy 282 tons. To get an idea of how heavy that is, picture all the bags of groceries that you can carry at the same time after you've done your big shop and your front door is way further away than you realised. That feeling in your fingers? Yeah, that's about right. A brigantine vessel itself is a two-masted sailing vessel with a fully square-rigged foremast and at least two sails on the mainmast. Basically, it's a big old ship that has a bucket load of sails to give it that oomph when the wind gives it some welly. The ship was born in 1861 in Spencer's Island, Nova Scotia, in the heaven that is Canada. However, that's not strictly true. Not the heaven part. It's Canada, of course it is. The Mary Celeste was actually called Amazon when it was made. And apparently it was going to be used to deliver tiny items in gigantic boxes. But this didn't quite work out, and the Amazon encountered issues pretty much from the day of launch on May 18th, 1861. On the maiden voyage, the captain caught pneumonia. Sadly, he died. The ship was also damaged on many occasions, including on October 1867 when it ran aground in Cow Bay on Cape Breton Island. Now, I don't know if it was because the cows lured them in by singing the song of fresh milk or not, but whatever happened, it was just another in a line of mishaps and maladies that seemed to be happening around the ship known as the Amazon, and it was eventually sold in 1868. It was bought by Richard W. Haynes, who spent the current day equivalent of $736,396 restoring the ship. This was hardly surprising, though, I guess, considering the amount of damage it must have suffered after having so many crashes. And it was also he who renamed it the Mary Celeste. He had it for a few years, but he had to sell it due to financial problems. The curse strikes again! Or, you know, bad money management. It was bought by a consortium of magical chimpanzees who wanted to use the ship to find Tarzan and give him a real piece of their minds. Yeah, it wasn't, but the selling of a ship isn't massively interesting. The group that did buy it handed the reins over to Captain Benjamin Spooner Briggs. And if that isn't a captain's name, then I am a chimpanzee's uncle. May I have a banana? And so, the Mary Celeste set sail on the 7th of November 1872 from New York with a cargo of over 1,700 barrels of alcohol. And yet it wasn't going to Scotland. I know. It was actually headed to Genoa in Italy. It had 7 crewmen, along with Captain Benjamin Spooner Briggs, his wife Sarah, and the couple's 2-year-old daughter, Sophia. In the first 2 weeks of the journey, it had to take on some increasingly bad weather before it finally managed to reach the Azores. And it was just around 11 kilometres from the Azores coast that the ship's last entry was recorded at 5 a.m. on the 25th of November, 1872. 10 days later, the Mary Celeste was found by the British ship De Gracia. They boarded it only to find that it was deserted, abandoned, without a soul on board. The nautical equivalent of it being left on the doorstep of a nunnery, but this time without even a note. The cargo and belongings were barely disturbed. There were no real signs of any kind of a struggle or a fight, but there was one longboat missing. Whatever had happened, happened very quickly. The ship was still seaworthy, and the crew of the De Gracia transported the Mary Celeste around 18 miles to Gibraltar, and it was after an extensive 3-month investigation, no fraudulent or unwarranted behaviour was found to have happened, and the crew of the DeGracia received a salvage payment. Interestingly, though, they only received a small percentage of the insurance money, which implies that the investigators thought they were dodgy, but didn't have enough proof. Now, like I said, this was 1872. And while the story of the Mary Celeste is still spoken about to this day, back then, it wasn't a big deal. It actually wasn't until 1884 when it came back with a bang. And this bang was caused by none other than Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the legendary creator of Sherlock Holmes. And less legendary for thinking that photographs of paper cutouts of fairies actually lived at the bottom of an English family's garden. But we don't dwell. In 1884, Doyle published J. Habakkuk Jephson's Statement, a short story about a survivor of the Marie Celeste. He changed the spelling from M-A-R-Y to M-A-R-I-E, which is why you hear Mary Celeste and Marie Celeste. The crux of this short story was that a former slave killed off the crew. And while this was just a fictionalized account, it stirred up interest. And it was after that story was published where facts end and mystery and a bundle of theories begin. These theories include murderous mutiny, aliens, of course, Bermuda Triangle, which is just silly. It was in completely the wrong area. Sea monsters. That one I find intriguing. And by intriguing, I mean I hope it's that one. One other theory, which even for me is way too fanciful, they think that the captain thought the ship was taking on too much water and decided to play safe and used a longboat to get everyone to safety, sadly losing their way in the ocean. Piffle. Here's the next part of our journey, though. Me and the furry crew, we're going to head back to the day of the last recorded entry. The position of the ship is registered, so we'll be able to arrive nearby, and then we're going to see what actually happened to the Mary Celeste and its crew.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Finn, Ray, Bobby, Castiel. Are ye prepared for the journey ahead, ahar?
Ahar.
Ahar.
Right, oh, me landlubbers. Let us aboard the SS Cryptocycle. Haul that anchor. Hoist those sails. Walk that plank. Get that rum.
None for you, though. You're too young and I'm driving.
Throw away the rum. All right, me Merthyr hearties. Let's yo-ho go.
We've arrived. Quickly, you lot. Engage shipshape fashion. Ah, there we go. The cryptocycle is now the crypto boat. This thing's like a Swiss army knife of vehicles. I check on the furry crew to make sure they're okay. All of our pirate hats are still on our heads and secure. Bobby's not doing so well, though. She's not quite found her sea legs yet. Cass, you hold her hair back, okay? Good lass. Otherwise, all is well. Finn is at the steering bit. I admit, it's been a while since I've been on the ocean, and the terms may be escaping me at the moment, but we'll be fine. Don't worry. I take out my seeing far away device and search for signs of the Mary Celeste. But worryingly, there is no gigantic ship in sight. I start to be concerned, thinking that maybe the coordinates that I had used were wrong, until I saw Ray's little face. She lifted her wee leg and said,
Puny mortal, you heave-ho.
She was looking over my shoulder, and when I turned around, I saw the gigantic reason why I couldn't see the Mary Celeste ahead of us. Yep, Celeste's big old booty was right behind us. The coordinates were almost so perfect that we nearly landed on deck. Finn, turn to, you know, that way. Now luckily, my boy is smart, and steered us around to face the stern of Mary. And talk about stern, she looked livid. I can only apologise. Bobby, are you feeling okay? Bobby nodded. She's recovered very quickly, now that action is at hand. Okay, wee lass, you know what to do. Bobby opened the backpack and took out the grappling hook. And yes, I know that some of you may be picturing that thinking, smallish cat, big grappling hook. However, Bobby is like a feline Schwarzenegger. Bobby's like a feline Sylvester Stallone and has a strength that much belies her cat stature. Okay, that landed solid. Castiel, off you go. Now Ray. Now Bob, that's it. Off you pop. Me and the wee man watch as they scamper up like, well, you know, cats up a curtain. They reach the top. Cass pops her head over the side and motions down to us that it was all clear. Finn, on you go, wee man. Finn didn't scamper. He used a different technique. For some reason, Finn has become a big fan of circuses and has been practicing his tightrope walking, and it was this skill he used to reach the top and then pop over the side along with the girls. My turn now. Oh, so steep. Right, here we go. Yep. No, we're good. We're good. Here we are. Yep. I got it. Oh, boy. Oh, too many sandwiches. Whew. Okay, here we go. Yep. Here we go. And after my very slick ascent and my very delicate landing on the deck, I look up at the sky, only to have it filled by four furry faces looking at me with a mixture of concern and slight disdain.
Oh, puny mortal.
Hey, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. I just need to get my breath back for a few minutes / hours. Okay, here we are. Let's have a wee wander. It didn't take long, my Marthers, to realise that as big as this boat is, and as small as the crew was, there was still something very eerie about this place. The vibe seemed a bit off. And I think I already knew that whatever had happened on the good old Mary Celeste had already occurred. Furry crew, Take a side, check for longboats. They sprang into action, and it was only a tad later when Cass beckoned me over to the port and or starboard side. We all looked over and saw that one boat was indeed missing. It was already gone. That was thoroughly frustrating. We got the right bat place in the right bat channel, or ocean, but the wrong bat time. Wonder what I did wrong. We looked out at the ocean, but there was no sight of the longboat or any of the crew, even with my powerful seeing far away device.
You've not long missed them, I'm afraid.
Hey, you lot. I think there's someone behind us.
Well, duh. Puny mortal.
We all turned round almost comically slowly to see who spoke. Well, that was the intent. But it turns out there was nobody there. And when I say nobody, I mean no human body. It was an albatross. A shiny, metallic albatross. It was standing in the middle of the deck, and it was, technically speaking, massive. Hello?
Hello to you.
Are you a talking robot albatross?
I am. Are you the human who nearly broke the deck when he came over the side?
Right. I am.
Would you like an explanation?
You know, I really would. I'm sure that we all would.
Okay, why don't you all come back in 2 weeks, and I'll tell you all.
And that, my lovely mirthers, is where we're going to leave it for this episode of Mirths and Monsters. Part 2 will be with you in a couple of weeks' time. In the meantime, if you would be kind enough to stay after the music, that would be very helpful. I've just got a couple of things to say. But till then, slantcha, my friends. Your good health. Okie dokie, folkies. Thank you so much for sticking around. First thing I'd like to mention is the new patrons. Yay! So, Rachel Melson donated, went straight to the $50 donation, which is amazing. Thank you so much, Rachel. It's fantastic. And is still also a regular monthly patron as well. Amazing. And also to Cara Severin and Richard Lintz for becoming new patrons as well. Amazing. Again, thank you so much. It still bewilders me that I get patrons. Not going to knock it at all, though, because it's fantastic. So thank you. You can become a patron easy enough. It's in the... I have a link tree. You click on the link tree, it can lead you to everything to do with Mirths and Monsters. The other thing I'd like to mention is that I will be having new merch coming in. Acrylic pins. Mirths and Monsters logo. I am only getting 50. I'm already down to 19 left. And once they're gone, they're gone. There won't be any more. They're just $10 each with post and packing on top of that as well, because I've got to post them myself. But like I said, I only ordered them 3 days ago. I am already 31 down. I've only got 19 left. If you want to get one, hurry. Again, you can just message me or email me, or you'll be able to find me Instagram or Twitter or the Facebook group. Again, all the links are in the link tree. And all of this is going to the fund of getting CK to America, because I'm coming over in October, as long as I'm allowed to get to America from this country, to a variety of cities to do meet and greets, meet a lot of people, just hang out and have some fun. Because it's been too long since I've been able to get over there, and I really want to meet you all. So, yeah, You can donate to the KOFI place. Is it pronounced coffee? I don't know. Anyway, you could do that for a one-off donation, become a patron. There's a variety of ways, and if you feel so inclined, that would be fantastic. Thank you. But that's everything for just now. I shall speak to you soon. Until next time. Tatty fling.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.